Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." Then said I, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant."
Okay, please kneel with me as far as possible for prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful Sabbath day, and thank you that it's Pathfinder Sabbath and the Pathfinders are leading out and enjoying the day. Just be with us and be with the speakers as they share their words, and just guide them and be with them. Help us to enjoy this next week and keep you in our hearts and minds, and just protect us in all that's going on. In your name I pray. Amen.
Sir Michael Costa was an amazing orchestral conductor of the 19th century. Sir Michael was the conductor of a grand orchestra that consisted of hundreds of instruments and a large organ and a massive choir. The choir and instruments played and sang as loud as they could. During the rehearsal, the person playing the piccolo thought that the piccolo was out of place in such a grand orchestra as this one, and thought no one would hear if he stopped playing. To his amazement, Sir Michael was able to hear every sound of each instrument and heard that the sound of the piccolo had stopped. Suddenly, Sir Michael stopped the orchestra and the choir. He asked what's happened to the piccolo and why it's not playing. The piccolo came from Italy. Its name piccolo means small in Italian. It is a small instrument about half the size of a flute played horizontally. The piccolo is part of the woodwind family. Piccolo is surprisingly produce an octave higher than written. The piccolo was formerly made in key D flat, but is now uncommonly made in the key of C. The piccolo has the highest pitch in the woodwind family. Since it can go an octave higher, the piccolo is usually paired with the violin or the flute to make the music more exciting. Even though piccolos are small, they are a must in a concert band. Traditionally, piccolos have been were made from wood, ivory, or glass and had no key. In recent times, piccolos have been made from different materials, including plastic, silver, nickel silver, and a variety of woods. Sometimes we can feel like that piccolo player. We feel that we are unimportant in our church, home, or our community, that we don't have much to give, that if we quit doing our work for Jesus, no one would notice. But the great conductor is always watching and notices and needs us to complete his orchestral masterpiece. God, the master conductor, values you so much that he knows the smallest things about our life. He says, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows." Luke 12:6-7. If you ever thought that you were a piccolo, you need to reconsider. About 2,600 years ago, there was a teenager whose name was Jeremiah. He was a Jew and probably would have been in a Pathfinder club if he was alive today. He lived during a difficult time for the children of Israel. Jeremiah was called to the ministry in the 13th year of the reign of King Josiah, around 5 years before the commencement of King Josiah's reformation. King Josiah was about 21 years old around this time. However, the glorious Reformation of King Hezekiah, who was Josiah's grandfather, had been wiped out and forgotten by King Manasseh. King Manasseh made a treaty with the Assyrians, which caused Judah to conform to the ways of gross idol worship and human sacrifices to the Assyrian god, Moloch. The result of their low spiritual condition, the prophets were on high demand and would often disobey their conscience often, for money was more influential in the land. The situation in Israel was so horrible that Jeremiah was often in tears as he delivered his messages and was referred as the weeping prophet. Jeremiah warned the people of God's judgment and their destruction and captivity on his people, yet they wouldn't listen to him. Jeremiah saw himself in his eyes and maybe of those eyes of who were around him and told him that he was not fit for the task. And he told God all of his excuses. Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. That was a piccolo moment in Jeremiah's life. It is okay to think that we are piccolos in the face of a difficult task. However, that will not stop God from using us, because God can use even a piccolo.
We all have our piccolo moments in life. It may be getting picked last to be on a team, and it may be being left out on a game. There are so many different situations and challenges in life that makes us feel like piccolos. But even I have those piccolo moments. Someone else is with you, and that's God the Father. He stands with you in those piccolo moments. Even when we don't feel him, he's still with you. Just like God said to Jeremiah, he says to you, do not say, I am a youth, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. God knew me before I was conceived in my mother's womb. God knew me before I was conceived, and so I was special to God, long before I became conscious of myself. My life is a result of intentional design. God created me in his own image and likeness. Genesis 1:26, verse 27. Pathfinders are special to God. God has a purpose for my life because God knew me before I was conceived. He sanctified and set me apart for his divine purpose. It is God that designed me, and it is God's right to determine the purposes of my life. Therefore, my life is meaningful and worth living no matter the circumstances of my life. I choose to live and believe I am more than a piccolo. God can use a pathfinder like me. Interestingly enough, God has used so many pathfinders in biblical and contemporary times. God used Joseph from high pathfinder age days to adulthood. God used David. God used King Josiah. God used Samuel, and the list goes on and on. Today, God is still using pathfinders to do great exploits for his kingdom. I am proud to be a pathfinder, and God is using me for his glory. Every pathfinder has been called by God and given a global mission, the Advent Youth Ministry AIM States. The Advent message to all the world in my generation. This is a global mission, not local. Like Jeremiah, our commission is to the nations of the world. Jesus, our Master, commanded, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Matthew 28, verses 9 through 20. Philippians 4:13 reads, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God is bigger than any challenge I will ever face as a child of God. When Abraham and Sarah were confused about the promise of God, the Lord asked them a rhetorical question. Genesis 18:14 says, is anything too hard for the Lord? Matthew 19, verses 26 also reads, certainly with God all things are possible. God is always a present help when we go on his errand. God assisted Jeremiah with the weakness of his inability to speak. He touched Jeremiah's mouth and put his words in Jeremiah's mouth. In the same way, he is ever ready and present to help when we obey his word and command to proclaim the everlasting gospel. A call to all pathfinders and staffs. As we celebrate this World Pathfinder Day, like Jeremiah's, we must remember that we have special commissions from God to build and to plant that which is of God, and to the glory of the Almighty. We cannot sit idle and say there is nothing we can do, nor shall we give excuses as a result of our age, the times in which we live in, our speech limitation, or any other challenge. Pathfinders will play a significant role in the finishing of the work to proclaiming the everlasting gospel, and this is the appointed time. The history of Seventh-day Adventist Church reminds us of the significant roles that Pathfinders and young people have played in the proclamation of the everlasting gospel. Ellen White comments, "With such an army of workers as our youth, rightly trained, might furnish, how soon the message of a crucified, risen, and soon coming Savior might be carried to the whole world. Let us therefore march on by faith and fiercely proclaim this everlasting gospel with the power and boldness. No need to be afraid of the faces of men and women, not even the devil himself. 1 John 4:4 says, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. The promise is that God will be with us all the way to the very end of the age. Matthew 28, verses 20 says, therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be trembled, through the mountains shake with its swelling. Psalms 46, 2-3 says, God is with us, God is with us. Was the chant of our brave fathers of old and is our chant of victory even today. March, Pathfinders, march and never be weary because God is with you.
While we may consider ourselves as piccolos, God always has a high view of us. We are not piccolos, we are the children of God, John 1:12, and 1 John 3:2. We are not piccolos, we are created in the image of God, Genesis 1:26-27. We are not piccolos, God has placed us in charge of the earth, Genesis 1:28-15. We are not piccolos, we are the body of Christ, Colossians 1:18. We are not piccolos, we are the apple of God's eye, Psalm 17:8. We are not piccolos, we are the joint heirs of the kingdom, Romans 8:17. We are not piccolos, we will judge even the angels, 1 Corinthians 6:3.
God is calling all pathfinders that will live out our Pathfinder song. God is willing and ready to use you, even if you feel like a piccolo. Are you ready? Then come forward as we rededicate ourselves in prayer. I invite all Pathfinder staff and church members to stand and pray.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you because you created us with purpose. Because you not only created us and said, there you are, but you are with us, taking care with us all the way until the end. Thank you for our Pathfinders. Thank you for our church who supports Pathfinders. Thank you for our leaders, for our staff. And thank you for just blessing us with your Holy Spirit, O Lord. May we grow up and may we just be filled with you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.